This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, another powerful, informative, dynamic broadcast lined up for you today. Thank you for joining us. It is the 30th of July, 2003, on this live Wednesday edition. Coming up in the next hour, we've got the founder and the head of the Recall Governor Davis movement that was so successful in getting the 1.6 plus million signatures, and the government was only able to throw out 300,000 of those. Almost double the number that they needed to get the recall started were completed, that is, the signatures. And so now it moves into the rest of the process, and the candidates prepare to square off and to find out who the new governor is going to be, whether it's going to be a Democrat or a neocon like Arnold Schwarzenegger, or will it be one of the more conservative members of their legislature. We'll find out from the folks that started it all in the next hour. And this is important, even if you don't live in California, because California is a globalist test state, a model state for all the horrible systems they want to make mainstream in this country. It's the system. It's the model, more than New York, more than Boston, more than Florida, even more than Texas, or Michigan or Colorado, which are also model states for the New World Order in different programs they're putting in. Now, I've heard neocons on the air saying this is really bad. The recall of Davis is bad because it may get the Democrats, the liberals as they're called, to start recalls of Republicans. Well, I think that's fine. Whether it's Republicans or Democrats, it's the people's right to engage in recalls. That's exactly what America was founded in. It happened quite a bit in the first few decades of this country, and it's very healthy. And sure, some good people might get removed, some bad people might get removed, but that's the people in action, and it's a good thing here in our constitutional republic. So we'll be going over that in the second hour. In the third hour, we've got an interesting individual coming on, Bilbo Shears. He has a syndicated show. He also does a show on WLW, a big 50,000-watt blowtorch AM that I've been on about 15 times out of Cincinnati, Ohio. And Bill's a real character. We'll pick his brain about broadcasting in the New World Order and throw news stories out at him in the third hour. In the meantime, I mean, look at these headlines. Enron used World Bank to avoid taxes and to get Guatemalan contract. This is from Bloomberg Financial. The IMF and World Bank are giant cash machines for criminal corporations. I didn't even talk about this yesterday. I should have, but I got diverted off into other important issues. Public gay high school to open in New York City. So now it's about your sexual orientation. That's what the schools are about. It's about black studies and homosexual studies and New World Order studies. It's not about reading, writing, and arithmetic. It's about balkanizing America. This is being done by design. Imagine starting a school and calling it the heterosexual school. I didn't know school was about sex, much less what the homosexuals are up to. So that's coming up. More on this thing with the criminal, John Poindexter, convicted felon, running his betting scheme, his currency insider trading scam that he wanted to make mainstream and legal there at the Pentagon. I mean, there's a lot of facets to this, and a lot of writers are talking about it being Alice in Wonderland. And that's what I said yesterday. I'm glad others are responding in the same way. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you've heard how low interest rates are these days. So why are you still struggling to pay off debt? Rates on debt consolidation loans are at all-time lows, so the time to consolidate your individual credit card balances, car loans, and other debt has never been better. And no one makes it easier than the Credit People. The Credit People offers homeowners consolidation loans that lower their monthly payments, making it possible to get out of debt quickly and easily. Fixed rates start as low as 5.25%. Slow credit? Bad credit? No problem. Our professional advisors will work with you to customize a loan just right for your needs, with no points or tack-on charges. Since interest rates have dropped, the Credit People has helped thousands of homeowners consolidate almost $1 billion in loan debt. If you're a homeowner and have outstanding debt, call the Credit People right now at 1-800-794-2858 and find out how much you can save today. We can take your information over the phone and forward you a completed application same day. Call the Credit People at 1-800-794-2858. Don't miss this opportunity. Call now, 1-800-794-2858, 1-800-794-2858.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I always say I'm going to do this, and more often than not, I'll throw out five or six news articles and then get stuck on one and go into some 20-minute rant and never get to it. So let me just run through some of the headlines right now. And let me first add the caveat that we do have Howard Kalugian coming on. He is the founder and the head, the chairman of the Recall Davis campaign. So we'll find out the inner workings, what the Democrats are trying to do to derail this, how they have one of their top agents, Michael Savage, one of the top beatnik agents in there, who's saying he may run as an independent, which will then ensure that a liberal Democrat or liberal Republican gets elected. I mean, this is hidden in plain view. I don't know if you can see it when it's right in your face. But we'll talk about Mr. Schwarzenegger, Mr. Gun Grab, Mr. Pro-Abortion, the Bohemian Grove, the San Francisco Chronicle reported last week. They've told him, the Republican national leadership, that they want him to run, but Arnold hasn't said whether he'll do it or not, and he's only got a few more weeks to decide. So we'll talk about this whole process and what it means nationally, because now there could be recall votes against other Democrats, against other Republicans, against members of the Senate, which, by the way, is going on against McCain. And it's not happening from the liberal camp, but from the conservative camp, the real conservative camp that I count myself a part of, that actually believes in sovereignty and actually believes in the Second Amendment and not being a globalist. So I think recalls are wonderful, and they're a part of American society. And back when this country was a lot freer, we had a lot more of these recalls going on. So that's in the second hour, just for about 20 minutes, and we'll have other news and calls. Then in the third hour, I've got Bilbo Shears, who's on WLW, big 50,000-watt AM that I've been on many times, and he's an interesting fella. We'll be talking to Bilbo Shears in the third hour, so stay with us, folks. But this is the kind of news I have in front of me every day. Let's just run through it. Enron used World Bank to avoid taxes, get Guatemalan contract. Okay, that's just one of the articles. Here's another one. Public gay high school to open in New York City. Here's another one. Threats force freed farmer into hiding. Killed teenage burglar Tony Martin released after 39 months in jail. Called dead man by the gangs that stalk him. Only in England where you defend yourself and the gangs say they're going to get you, because it sets a bad precedent to have the minions that they feed on defending themselves. Remember, he's the guy that got life in prison because he'd been robbed three times and they were attacking his wife, and so he shot and killed one of them, and the burglars sued him and won and got him put in life in prison. The burglars writing, the guy had like 35 convictions. He's writing books now, making money, but Tony Martin isn't allowed to. He can't profit off of his crime. And they'll make it, hey, look, they're already trying to make it like that here in the U.S., where you get prison time if you defend yourself in your own home. Here's another one, Denver Post. Voting systems can't be trusted. Machines at risk for fraud, hacking. More on that. We told you about this years ago, but it's not going to stop them. They're going to put them in everywhere, and they'll have cops in black ski masks guarding them. If you ask to see how the votes are counted, they'll say, shut up. It's for your own good. Shut up. I'm serious. They actually have black ski mask police, in many cases, guarding the county clerks as they steal elections nationwide. It's all part of freedom. Men in black uniforms guarding voting machines, they admit, that are hooked into shadowy intelligence agencies and corporations. It's all part of freedom. Continuing, Ottawa tries to rein in joyriders, anti-theft device required. Oh, the satellite tracker box kill switch has to be in all cars. See, they announced they wanted to start taxing you, and they're going to start it now, but just in case you have a problem, they say it's to save lives. It says it here in the article, and it's for the children. Actually says it's for the children. We'll be getting to that for you. Germany is now officially starting nationwide the satellite tracking taxation. Our government says they officially want to have it within 2 years. I'm sure you'll submit to it. They'll say it's conservative, and then you'll say, well, then we must do it. New theory suggests death of Calvi was murder, not suicide. And again, I'm probably mispronouncing it, but C-A-L-V-I, the famous case of the banker who supposedly hung himself, turned out it was a murder, just like with Dr. David Kelly. New theory suggests death of Calvi was murder, not suicide. And then it gets, this is the London Independent and the now the Italian news, and the government says, yeah, he was killed, but the British government covered it up. And that dovetails nicely with Blair implicated in Kelly death. That's the headline out of the London Guardian. And there's a bunch of headlines about his last day, his actions were the opposite of someone who was suicidal, telling friends he was going to fight the government, he was going to get his good name back, he was going to go ahead and bring out all the information. There were dark actors surrounding him. He'd been threatened. He was being intimidated. And then he commits suicide out in the field. Blair implicated in Kelly death. So that's coming up. Here's another one. Ministers accused of threatening BBC chiefs. government ministers like Lord Wakeham, who's the head of NM Rothschild, and others are trying to keep a tight rein on BBC, and now they're getting in trouble. So you're having rebellions inside the media, which does happen from time to time. So that's we'll get to that. Also, terror trading program dies, but reality check still needed. And let me stop here and spend a few minutes on this, and I'll get into more detail later. Folks, this morning we scanned the news wires for several hours. My wife did. One of my other employees did. I did. I scanned the news wires several hours last night, and about half the news articles in Forbes and Fortune and the New York Times are actually positive about the giant currency slash war death speculation gambling house, insider trading house, that's already been set up at the Pentagon years ago, but they were going to make it public and claim it was legal. And about half the articles are positive. They say it's needed. I was watching CNN last night, and they talked about how this would keep us safe, and maybe it's needed, and Fox was joking about it, but said, you know, maybe it's a bad idea, but it was just to keep us safe. Secret passwords where anyone can bet on where the next terror attack will be in the billions of dollars. And you have the government run a speculation market, which should be illegal in and of themselves or bad enough, and upset markets and ruin people and are much more dangerous than any Las Vegas casino. You're going to have that riding on who dies or what gets blown up, or will smallpox get released in the U.S. or what prime minister will get assassinated, or will more U.S. troops die, or will we be thrown out of Iraq? And then you have the people who are over the military and running all this, over the gambling system. I mean, this is so horrible, there's no way to even describe it. And the articles that are against it, mainly by real conservatives and a few liberals, just a few, I guess, clear thinkers, whatever you want to call them, you know, they talk about Alice in Wonderland craziness. They can't understand it. You know, why would they announce something this crazy? But then the other half is, this is completely normal. What's wrong with you? Let's accept it. It's good. Maybe you want to talk about this, because we had several guests on yesterday and didn't have a lot of time to take calls. And I really want to ask listeners to call in on this issue of the gambling. But it's more than gambling. It's legitimizing what the globalists, what the CIA did on 9-1-1 when they placed put options, bet against American and United dropping when they were at very high levels a week before, 3 days before, at record levels, six times the previous record. And then it led back to the government. Well, they just want to institutionalize that, and then they've got this new psychological warfare tactic of just doing things right out in the open to hopefully think you'll just be conditioned and accept it. Oh, well, they're the authorities. It must be okay to bet on when U.S. citizens or U.S. soldiers are going to die, or when the West Coast is going to get nuked by North Korea. As if terrorists, i.e. the government, wouldn't carry out terror to make money. But they've already done it, folks, as just a side caveat. Terror trading program dies, but reality check still needed. And this is one out of the Seacoast News. And it says, terror trading program dies, but reality checks still needed. The Bush administration has finally stepped through the looking glass, or fallen down the rabbit hole, whichever analogy you prefer, into some sort of alternative reality. I said these exact words yesterday. They must be listening. No, great minds think alike. This is true, at least as far as foreign policy goes, and perhaps some other areas of government are concerned too. One of the administration's best and brightest employed the Pentagon's Defense Research Projects Agency, and that's Admiral Poindexter, came up with the idea of establishing a futures market in which the commodity being traded is human tragedy, dubbed the policy analyst market. The program would allow traders to profit by correctly predicting assassinations and terrorist attacks in the Middle East and the U.S. I guess this reporter didn't get to the site before they took it down. We did and saved parts of it. It's got stuff in there about nuking the U.S., the troops being killed. It's on InfoWars.com. By the way, it's got the pyramid. As usual, DARPA, you know, the all-seeing eye, that's in the symbol for this. Folks, there's a lot more. We'll take your call. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237. Hardly a day goes by in the garden without the Cobra Head. I want to tell you about a great little garden tool called the Cobra Head. First, take half of the tools you're currently using in the garden, throw them away, and call 1-866-YO-COBRA. The Cobra Head is like having a steel fingernail. This tool plants, scalps, cultivates, transplants, dethatches, harvests, furrows, digs, you name it. The Cobra Head can do it. With the Cobra Head, I can make quick work out of weeding my garden beds, especially between the garden rows where space is tight. I love to spend time in the garden, as any gardener does. But now my time in the garden is a lot more productive. The Cobra Head handheld multi-purpose garden tool has certainly earned my personal stamp of approval, and I'd recommend it to anyone. But don't take my word for it. The Cobra Head just received the recommendation and seal of approval from the National Home Gardening Club after being tested by 200 members. Don't wait another minute. Call toll-free 1-866-YO-COBRA. That's 1-866-962-6272, or visit CobraHead.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, welcome back. We're live. It's your chance to respond to the Pentagon gambling scheme, but it's more than gambling. We know that the globalists control and manipulate the currency, the speculation, the derivatives markets. And if you look at derivatives and you look at the speculation markets and currency and grain and pork bellies and steel and gold, it's a bigger business in just betting on random numbers and on guessing what's going to happen than building cars and prisons and superconductors and microchips and helicopters and roads. The speculation market, we've had economists on, we've read the news articles here, is much bigger, many times bigger, every day than all real stock and things that are traded and things that are done and money that's transferred and property that's sold. So this is the real economic world. And the globalists control the events. They control the mercantile in Chicago. They control the big currency markets. And it's just a giant fiat currency system for them, and they just rack up zeros and ones in their computers, and the mom and pops go out there in a gullible fashion and throw their money in behind it. It's horrible. I mean, I've seen the odds broken out and laid out, but depending on what type of derivative or what exchange, you've got a lot better chance winning at the roulette wheel or at blackjack, which is one of the better games statistically, than you do in these speculation markets. But for the globalists, with their inside information, as the articles say, this could allow terrorists to bet on things because they know the outcome. Yeah, that's the point. That's why it's secret and there's all this anonymity and secret people can bet on it. And remember, this is your Total Information Awareness Network, DARPA. This is a convicted felon running all of this. And so this was done on purpose to see if you would buy it, to see if you would accept it. And they're wearing us down. There's a bunch of news articles about how wonderful it is. What do you think about it? What do you think about this story? What facets of it have we not covered? It's absolutely incredible. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 on this live Wednesday edition. And we'll go right to your calls when I start the next segment, I promise. So we've got this article about how we've gone down the rabbit hole or through the looking glass and how crazy this is. Unbelievable. The administration is basically saying that people who normally trade in hog bellies and wheat are better able to determine what will happen at some future time in the Middle East than the CIA, NSA, or military intelligence sources. That's the outward claim. This will help us. The market can predict things like no one else, and we need this to keep you safe. We need to bet on death. MSNBC has a great image in this article, Gambling on Terrorism, Pentagon on Terror Futures, No More Bets, Please. And it shows an image, a painting of two jacks on their backs, and side up is a skull. You know, the eyes, the nose, and the mouth. The universal skull symbol. Betting on death, ladies and gentlemen. But these are the articles that are against it. Here's another one, Kansas City Star. Says, a disgraceful blunder. Oh, but it's a blunder. They couldn't help it. But here's another one. Then it gets positive. This is out of Silicon Valley. Just a really corrupt publication. They always have, you know, let them eat cake type articles. Terrorism market has certain allure. Oh, here's Fortune. It says, in a futures market on terror, outlandish? Maybe not. There is strong evidence that futures exchanges can predict events better than other forms of analysis. Yeah, because the insiders are controlling it and making the profits. Then you guys follow them and go, oh, how'd they know? Over and over again like saps. So Fortune says it's real good. Here's another one. Merit in terror market. There's merit. This is out of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. In fact, I've got more articles here for it than against it. It's just wonderful. It's like they have all these newscasts how every child needs an implantable chip. You're crazy if you don't want one. I mean, everyone needs a national ID card. It's normal. See how they just announce all this craziness? Oh, yes, the cameras will face scan you now on every street corner. What do you think about this? All the news I've mentioned, and there's a bunch more coming up. We'll take your calls when we get back, and it's all online at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing L407091.
That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it, bud. Mike just walked into the studio and gave me some coffee. Yes, I hadn't had my coffee today. I'm trying to break myself of it, and I'm addicted to it. It is a drug. I am phasing myself off of it, but I had a big, fat headache, so I... Mike was coming into the studio, and I called him on the cell phone about 10 minutes ago and said, will you get me a coffee? And Mike walked right in as I was going on the air and handed me this coffee, this drug. Of course, it's about 20 times less strong than Ritalin that we give 15-month-old babies in this country, but it's still bad stuff, and I really shouldn't do it, but hold on, I've got to have it. By the way, there's a move to tax and... perhaps even ban coffee. Oh, you think I'm joking? It's official. It may be like a controlled substance. So will T-bone steaks, chicken fried steaks, butter. With your new special driver's license, they're going to make you pay a special tax just to eat fattening food or drink things that are bad for you. So let me see. The only vice I've got is drinking coffee. Now, maybe eating too much, too. I'm a glutton, but I'm controlling myself. I've lost a lot of weight. All right, folks, I'm Alex Jones, and I got off into some side issues here, and I apologize. We are back to the key issues. I said we're going to have open phones to take your calls concerning the betting situation, the currency speculation, the pork barrel speculators, all of this, well, they're now moving into betting on dead soldiers, but it's a lot more than just that, and they claim they've canceled it, but of course that's not true. Let's talk to Paul in New Jersey. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. This is Paul.
Hey, good to talk to you. Thanks for holding.
Yes. I actually wanted to talk about Gray Davis and the recall movement.
Sure, go ahead.
For one, I find it astounding that Gray Davis, who had run up, I think, a total debt of $38 billion in the state of California, which, in a sense, comes to about a little over $1,000 to every man, woman, and child in the state of California. True, Alex?
I've heard him say that on the news. I haven't done the math.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's $38 billion divided by about 38 million. It comes to a little over $1,000. At the same time, though, this is what I find ridiculous. At the same time, George Bush ran up the national debt in 1 year's time, $450 billion.
Well, let me stop you. You know, those numbers are totally phony. That's on the budget. The actual debt is now $43.2
trillion. Yes.
$43.2 trillion, according to the Dallas Morning News and the Federal Reserve, and American Free Press has done their own numbers, and I trust them before I believe Alan Greenspan. They say it's actually $70 trillion. So, yes, Gray Davis is corrupt. I don't like him because he's for open borders and anti-gun. I have no problem with the recall of him, but if the reason is this debt, then yes, it's pretty hypocritical.
Right, and one aspect what I was trying to get at is that George Bush ran up what they talk about in the media, $450 billion debt in 1 year's time. When you divide that by a population of about 300 million Americans, it comes to $1,500 for every man, woman, and child in that year's time.
Well, it's a lot more than that because
I'm aware
because
of that,
only about 160 million of those are actual taxpayers.
Right, and but the point being, though, that goes for likewise the way I looked at the state of California. But the point being is that George Bush has run up a larger debt in a shorter period of time, and there's no recall movement to recall
George
Bush.
Hold on. It came out last week. Of course, we reported it here years ago with Greg Palast, BBC, but it came out last week and this week that Cheney was involved with Davis. The neocons had this whole act like, oh, look at Davis, he's bad out there. Davis was buying, this was in the Sacramento Bee 2 years ago, Davis was buying a megawatt for $137.
Wow.
I can't remember. It was $137 or $147. The point is, I have the article somewhere, over $100 a megawatt and selling it back to Enron and others for $1 a megawatt over and over again.
Yeah, I'm aware there's a lot of corruption issues, and this is the last point I wanted to make just concerning Gray Davis before I go, is that I'm for the people in the state of California to have the right to recall their governor if they wish. But however, I have to admit this, Alex. I think it looks a little silly since they just reelected him 6 months ago. And so, sure, they can recall him, but I have to admit, why did they vote him in November?
Well, you've got 10 million illegal aliens voting in that state, so If the liberal establishment said elect a pumpkin, the pumpkin would be sitting in the governor's chair. Thanks for the call,
yeah.
Paul. Good points. And look, I see where you're coming from. But look, the reason this story is important is because it's going to start recalls across the country of Republicans and Democrats. And I think that's a healthy thing. I mean, just getting people involved is a healthy thing. Things have gotten so decadent and so corrupt. But the caller does have a good point about the fact that Governor Davis, when you're talking about corrupt individuals, is horrible, but is nothing compared to those in the White House. But those in the White House are just puppets, too. And then you have the whole study of how the political process has been hijacked by the establishment. Look at the ringer, the shill, the foil they throw into this thing, Mr. Weiner. Mr. Michael Beatnik, Mr. Trotskyite, Mr. Neocon, that's Congressman Ron Paul, not Alex Jones. The entire Bush administration is run by Trotskyites, Fourth International. So he's a nice little add-on, little creature. Mr. Weiner, put anyone in a camp that disagrees with the government, and that's not out of the context. He says put people in camps, take their assets if they disagree with the war. Mr. Liberal, Mr. Beatnik, Mr. Big Beard. I mean, the spitting image of the Beatnik mastermind up there with his Karl Marx beard and the bug eyes. He's going to run as an independent, or he's saying he may. And if he does that, folks, that ensures the Democrats get in. So there you have it. What do you expect from a beatnik? I mean, you know, they got slick. They've taken over. They pose as conservatives. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Minnesota, then JQ in Oregon and others. Mark, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
This thing on the terror futures, this seems so bizarre, eccentric, that I halfway wonder if this might have been just deliberately put out there, because I think Joyce Riley this morning, she said it best when she pointed out that this is now making Congress look like they actually care about their oversight responsibilities, and it's making them look like their guardians. And I think the other factor is talk about somewhat of a diversion and a distraction, because I think a lot of, I mean, obviously this is really wrong.
Let me stop you, Mark. I said it yesterday. This is a psychological warfare tactic. When every news show, morning news and night, for 7 days straight, says this family is full of geniuses, it's wonderful, they're all getting microchips, you can get one soon and you'll be really cool. And then they show sexy chicks saying how wonderful it is. I mean, that's in your face. And they don't care if Applied Digital stock dropped and people hated it and said, what propaganda? Because now, hold on, because now you're still conditioned and made more comfortable, and it's been introduced to you. It's just like a lion that gazelles see many days in the same spot. They get to where they're not so worried about it anymore. This is an admitted, I've read their psychological warfare manuals, just the declassified ones, when the military was going to invade Panama in 89 or 88. For a year before, they did touch-and-go Delta Force insertions to where the Panamanians thought they were being invaded the first 20 times, and finally they thought it was crying wolf, and when it really happened, no one did anything. So this is on purpose to train you to accept the insane. Go ahead.
Definitely, because it's like the more nutty they get, I think it makes everything else they do by contrast, you know, look almost good.
Well, yeah, but that's it. Yeah, when they say that every American needs an implantable chip, that makes a national ID card not look so bad. Exactly. This is in manuals, Mark. This is admitted psychological warfare operation.
But then at the same time, I mean, really, you know, I'd like to know about the rest of that $3 billion DARPA budget. Really, it seems in the grand scheme of things, you know, these mandatory deadly shots to make the troops take and everything, this seems to be a relatively minor thing. And if you think about it, people are pretty much shocked just because of the how nutty and eccentric it is. And so, in a way, it really is a huge distraction from some of the more important things.
Hey, I totally agree. Thanks for the call. Great points, Mark. And if you disagree with us, you're welcome to call us 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We're about to go to JQ, Dan, and others that are patiently holding. But look, I mean, about half the editorials and news articles that I found last night and my wife found this morning and that listeners emailed to us were positive. Oh, this is so good. This, you know, there's nothing like the free market to predict things. And, you know, these liberals are just so extreme that they're against this. It's not just betting on where our soldiers die or what U.S. city gets nuked by the North Koreans or will the Israeli prime minister be killed or will Yasser Arafat be assassinated or will Jordan be overthrown or will we get run out of Iraq by 2004? It also makes it a running man psychological system of desensitizing us and getting us involved in the betting, making it a sporting event. So it also has that gladiatorial push that's very strong, not a gladiatorial edge, but a gladiatorial base. But really what it is about the globalists being able to make profits on their inside knowledge right in plain view. See, the Federal Reserve is in plain view. It's private, run for profit. The FEMA camps are being built and put in the news for your safety right in plain view. They're putting it right in plain view that foreign troops are coming in to keep you safe. They're putting it right in plain view that troops are going to be on the streets. They're putting it right in plain view that the satellite tracker boxes are in your cars. They're just all acting like it's no big deal and everyone's for it. And of course, there's a backlash, but that's some of the extremists out there that just don't understand. JQ in Oregon, you're on the air. What can you add to this?
Well, Alex, I have a little bit different take than most people on this thing of the DARPA betting. I think it's a measured campaign of evil. Look at the facts. In 9/11, there was speculation against the airlines that was eventually traced back to the government and the FBI. Yet that's where it was stopped. It was blocked. And I believe that was a dry run to find out whether they could block and stop, investigations.
Well, I said that yesterday.
Now,
JQ, I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you.
And I think it's very conscious, very well thought through. It's a plan. That was a dry run, a test to see whether the investigations could actually be stopped in this circumstance. They were stopped. you can't investigate past that national security wall of the FBI and the government. So now that they know they can stop investigations, now it allows them to profit from terrorism since they're the ones causing it. You see what I'm saying?
JQ, I said exactly that yesterday. I think what you're saying is what many are saying, though you said it probably in the best nutshell that I've heard. Repeat that again for people out there that may have missed what you just said.
Well, I don't know if I can repeat it, but it appears to me to be a conscious, well-thought-through effort to put profit into terrorism is really what they're doing.
Well, another facet of profit.
Right. They can bet against what they're going to accomplish will happen. Hey, they're going to win every time. So they know they can block the investigation since on 9/11, the speculation led back to the government and the FBI as being the speculators, and that was blocked, so they know they can do it. Now they can set a mechanism in place that formalizes the process so they can make huge amounts of money betting against the outsiders who don't know when terrorism's going to occur.
And folks, that's a fact. This is what I've been stating in 30 minutes of information that JQ just boiled down here, is they're institutionalizing evil, they're putting it out there in plain view, they're legitimizing it. And did you hear my analogy yesterday, JQ, where I talked about if Alex Jones got teleported back to 1,000 years ago to the Aztec kingdom on the Yucatan Peninsula in what is today Mexico, and I walked over and they were cutting children's hearts out, and I said, "You're crazy, stop it," they would look at me and say, "No, you're crazy," because in that land of insanity, that type of bizarreness is normal. So in psychological warfare terms, they are just flaunting and manipulating everything, conditioning us. Ron Paul talked about it in his speech, how the neocons brag that they must train us to, quote, enter into evil, that they must train us that evil is good. This is very well thought out. We are having our minds warped and twisted en masse, JQ.
Well, the basic process is people compare what they're familiar with something they've recently heard. So if they're familiar with evil and they hear someone recently saying, you're going to condemn evil, then you're the one who's out of place, not the evil.
Exactly.
So that's what they're doing. They're laying down the baseline of evil. So that becomes the experience people are used to. Once they're used to that experience...
Yeah, people all the time, I'll tell them some horrible information. They go, "Yeah, I knew that years ago." Like knowing about it, it's like saying, "Hey, police officer, there's five women chained up in that basement. My neighbor's a serial killer." And the cop goes, "I've known about that for years. Who cares?"
Well,
what is that psychology? What is that mass mental illness, JQ?
Well, it takes advantage of weaknesses in the way people think, is what it is. The weaknesses are well understood by a lot of people. But the point I'm making here is this is not crazy. It's not like a lot of people think. It's actually a measured plan for evil. Because
just
of
mass
the
conditioning.
Just,
hey, we're doing it. We're the establishment.
You got it.
Thanks for the call, JQ. JQ is absolutely right. Put it in a nutshell. We really appreciate his call. More callers coming up. 800-259-9231. And folks, I've got stacks of such articles. It's all just off the charts.
What would you rather do? Spend 10 minutes learning how to become debt-free within 2 years or spend the next 30 years wishing you had? The debt experts at StartOverToday.com can usually settle your debt for approximately 50% of what you owe, including their fees. They provide an easy, convenient, and financially intelligent financial wellness program for getting out of debt without filing bankruptcy in approximately 24 months or less. If you have at least $5,000 in unsecured debt, let the experts at StartOverToday.com use their negotiating skills to reduce your payments and effectively eliminate the interest you're paying. Visit them on the web at startovertoday.com or call them toll-free at 800-251-1991. That's 1-800-251-1991. Startovertoday.com is an intelligent, ethical alternative to bankruptcy and credit counselors and can be your answer to living debt-free. Visit them on the web at startovertoday.com or call today, 800-251-1991. Don't consolidate, eliminate.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, let's go to Dan in Illinois, then Scott, Greg, Michael, and others. Dan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Welcome. How are you doing, Alex?
Fantastic.
Just to add to what you were saying a minute ago, it's a massive redefinition of acceptable behavior.
Yeah, we're going to have homosexual high schools. Well, are we going to have heterosexual high schools, a school that's about sexual orientation? I mean, even if you're a liberal and you know, we're all for what the homosexuals are doing, still, you don't have a school that is about someone's sexual orientation, much less a destructive lifestyle. I mean, folks, this is basically pedophilia being legalized, and I've got a stack of articles on it today with sheriffs, police chiefs, CPS, the head church people from Boston to Australia, and then they hire government investigators, and it turns out they're the heads of pedophile rings. I mean, it's incredible. Go ahead.
Anyway, to talk about you were saying with this betting and stuff, this. Every one of these guys in this regime and who's ever backing them, they've all got history on making money off of negativity, disasters.
Well, making money off wars.
Well, I mean, disasters, bankruptcies. I mean, they've got this background, you know. Bush owned an oil company that never profited. It didn't even produce oil. And
That was founded by the Bin Ladens.
He sold it at a profit and never even produced any oil. I mean,
it's like Hillary. It's a classic way to pay people off. Is you put $1,000 in, you make $100,000 on futures. No one can do that unless it's rigged.
Right.
This stuff is rigged, folks.
Now, the other thing, you remember right before the war, those couple of months, the stock market went down about over 2,000 points?
Yes.
Now, if I knew the day before that the president was going to give a speech that the stock market reacts to, I could make a fortune, too. The stock market went down 300-400 points every time he made a speech.
Well, that's what this is all designed to do. I mean, there's more going on in the currency and pork bellies and all the commodities trading and speculation than there is in the real economy. It's in the trillions every day, folks, and it's a rigged game. It's a joke. And now they want to institutionalize that in the Pentagon with a convicted felon running it. I mean, folks, to have a company and make it go public, none of your officers can have a criminal record. You look at the people involved in DARPA in the Pentagon, I mean, they've got rap sheets 100 feet long.
I mean, just putting that guy in charge is another redefinition of what good is, right? I mean,
exactly. Appreciate the call. Okay. I got to let you go. We're out of time. Great points, Dan. We'll come back and take more calls, but callers will have to hold because I'm going to, for about 15, 20 minutes, we'll go ahead and call the guy now. We're going to go ahead and get the head of the Davis recall group on. Really appreciate him coming on the show. This is important. We'll have him on about 20 minutes, then I'll go to Scott, Greg, Michael, and others. In fact, we'll take your calls while he's on with us, and hopefully you can mention something about the recall and go into your other issues or whatever. But that's coming up here in just a second. I got to plug my videos at the end of each hour, or I won't be on the air, folks. Number one, they're great videos. They're informative. They're dynamic. They're the best that are out there. You've heard the listeners rant and rave about them. You've heard other talk show hosts talk about them. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. I snuck in 3 years ago and caught what the so-called Christian conservative elite do. They're Satan worshipers. You might want to get the video. We made a film about 9-1-1, how the globalists carried that out. The insider trading, all of it's in there. I wrote a book, Descent into Tyranny, about September 11th. It's excellent. I've got Police State 3, Total Enslavement. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes long. It's a tour de force, $25.95. Order 3 or more of any of my 9 videos. They drop down to $20 a piece. And you're authorized to make copies of my videos for nonprofit educational purposes. The toll-free number to get my films is 1-888-253-3139. Help us, folks. Help us get the word out. Help support the show. 888-253-3139 or on the websites.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the